Are you about to leave that on?
Mm-hmm. You ain't. I ain't see you say nothing about right. No record.
You right. My bad. My bad. I'll just be in it sometimes. That's not fair to you when I be in it. But you be in it as well. That's why we in it together.
Indeed.
Indubitably. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Man Look Podcast. Joined today by Donovan Dem
in the house,
and I'm your host, Matt Swami, and we were just watching The Matrix Revolution.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the new one comes out 22nd, right? Soon. The new one comes out soon.
I think it is the 22nd.
Do you think?
I think it comes out the same day as The King's Man.
Yeah, I feel like this month for movies is like movies and shows is crazy. Did I put that in the group chat? Like all the shit that was coming out like soon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting time. Oh, excuse me. Do you think this new Matrix movie is gonna be good? I saw a poster for it.
Not sure.
I saw a poster for it that like completely turned me off to it. It looked like someone made it. Like it was fan made, and I was like, this can't possibly be the actual poster.
Maybe it was fan made
because it did not look great at all. Like, is it? Let me see if it's up there. I don't know if it's up there or not. And I'm like, bro, I know the third iteration of the movie wasn't people's favorite, right? What is it? Is like the first one is the best, or does it? No, it goes first, third, second. People don't like the second one. Cause I like the second one.
I there's not one that I don't like.
I mean, okay, as far as the hierarchy of the
one is obviously number one.
Yeah,
I feel like that's pretty across the board.
When's the last time you watched the second one?
The day before yesterday.
Oh, so you've been watching them?
Yeah,
yeah. To get caught up, that makes sense. Cause you plan on watching this movie.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Well, I just put it in at work, and I was like, oh, might as well watch this.
That's what she said.
No, not at work.
Oh, absolutely at work.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like there was some good. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3.
I was thinking 1, 2, 3 as well.
I'm going to go 1, 2, 3.
Because that scene in the like courtyard with all the
after he meets with the Oracle. Yeah.
That shit is incredible.
It's a good scene.
I don't know. I don't know what the disdain for the second one. I don't know what the disdain for the second one is. I don't know. Maybe this story is lackluster. Is it not great?
I mean, at this point, you're watching The Matrix to see him give everybody
the
hands.
Right. Because that's what you... Because the first one, he was, like, learning.
Yeah.
And the second one is like, oh, he's delivering hands.
Yep.
And the third one is just like, okay, we're out of The Matrix.
Now I got to save Zion.
He's got to save Zion. But, well, you'll find out if he saves it or not. Well, that movie is, like, 20 years old, right? When did that movie come out? It's not 20 years old. It's a little old, a little younger than that. I'm gonna guess 2004.
I feel like that's solid. I'm gonna say 2001.
What do we got? I cannot see.
1999.
They must have came out like a lot quicker together than I thought. I think
2 and 3 came out the same year.
Gasp. That's probably why they weren't received all that well. Maybe I'm tripping. What do we got here? I love that you're Scream Man now. You got to do what you got to do.
Somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. Somebody's got to be Scream Man. He's going to give us those details, and I really appreciate that. So, with the release of this new Matrix thing, right, I'm curious to know if, like, any other iterations are going to make a resurgence. Like, things that technically had an ending. I feel like this next Matrix is, like, a cash grab. Like, who is this movie for? I feel like the people that originally saw this may have some interest to it, but there was like an end to the trilogy. Like that's how it goes. It goes boom, 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 then it's done. What are we Wikipedia-ing here? When it came out?
There you go. So Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions, they were back to back in one shoot and released on separate dates in 2003.
Wow. Why are they? I'm curious. Why would someone do something like that?
Why did Marvel do what they do?
to make billions of dollars? You think this movie made, this didn't make billions
of dollars? The franchise definitely made, I think the franchise made billions of dollars.
The Matrix, like including like toys and shit?
So for the box office on the first Matrix alone, $466 million.
That's really impressive. However, I feel like, okay, well, that probably may get you close to a billion.
Get you, I mean, you're almost halfway there.
Yeah, almost halfway there. Yeah. Damn, 99. Gee whiz. I really thought, I don't know. And then there was the Animatrix, the animated one. I don't remember that. Was that good?
As of 2006, the franchise generated $3 billion in revenue.
As of 2006, what is, okay, okay. When you're including, when you say the franchise, that's everything.
That's the Matrix. That's 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, but that's not just the movies, though. That's the entire franchise. So that's like.
Yeah, I said the franchise. It's a $1 billion franchise.
Okay, that's fair. You can say that. You can say that. But it's not just raw movie.
No, it's not just raw movie.
But the fucking Marvel motherfuckers did raw movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also, you also have a $1 billion comic book entity, which mm-hmm. is Marvel, doing movies with $1 billion kids entertainment, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're already coming in.
Coming in hot. Yeah, when the Matrix was the original idea, the Wachowskis, right?
Yeah.
Did they do all three?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. I don't know if they did all three. I don't know. You can look that up later when you got some time.
I'm pretty sure they did do all three.
I don't know, but I feel like you're gonna let me know, and that's what I appreciate about you. Also, I appreciate Roy. Shout out to Roy. He's listening to this. We were on his wrapped up.
Yeah, you were on mine too.
Wait, who?
This show.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't even listen to the episode, so I don't even know how you guys are on there.
What do you mean?
I don't listen to the episode.
Why not?
Because
you be on them?
Exactly.
But you should do it anyway.
They wrote all three of them.
Oh, that's what's up. And directed?
Yes.
That's what's up. What if I put like weird fart noises in there?
Then you can put weird fart noises in there.
Okay. Well, maybe I might sneak a few in there now. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, so speaking of $1 billion things, Spider-Man. Spider-Man is also coming out soon.
Next weekend after next.
Yeah, 2 weeks. When are we locking this in? We gotta make this thing happen.
Alexis wants to go Friday.
Alexis wants to go?
Yes.
I didn't know she was interested in Spider-Man.
She wants to go. I asked her.
Oh, okay.
She wants to go Friday.
Okay, so we're gonna go, and that's gonna be the end of it.
So we gotta find tickets for Friday.
Okay, that's gonna be exciting.
It's gonna be very exciting because we either going late as fuck or late as fuck.
So I saw that they were giving out NFTs with Spider-Man tickets.
Oh my god!
Is there any truth to that? Do you know?
I have no idea.
So because this chat that I'm in with David,
you know, Patrick Harris is in this movie.
Is in what? The Matrix?
Resurrections.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
He must have been one of those white people in a suit. He is white. He do be wearing a suit.
Yep.
It's not unlike him, right?
Jada Pinkett's back.
And the... Oh, you're talking about the new one.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I thought you were talking about Revolution. What is the subtitle of this one called?
Resurrections.
Oh, okay. So, Reloaded... No, Matrix. Blank. Reloaded. Revolution, Resurrection. So you think this is about to be another jumping off point for a new trilogy? Are they about to try to Star Wars this shit?
I think this is going to go in an interesting direction. I feel like they're going to pull us as the audience, like almost first player type view into it.
What do you mean?
Like that one movie where the movie is literally just shot from like a first person view.
It's based off a video game, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking Big Gun, Aliens. Fuck, I can't think of the name of it, but I know what you're talking about. Maybe someone listening to this knows what we're talking about. But yeah, so you think it's gonna be a first person?
Well, I'm the only reason I say that is because literally one character is supposed to be the audience eyes.
That's interesting.
So maybe we'll get some first person action.
We'll be flying and shit. Yeah. I want to know, because at the, just now, Neo got his fucking eyes burned all the way out.
It's the Matrix.
But then the next one, he got eyes. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Anyway. So, I was, speaking of David again, I was at his crib last night. And we kept trying to, he kept trying to, like, start shows and just start talking over the show. So, we never really got to, like, finish anything. But I started the True Story, the Kevin Hart joint. Have you seen that?
I have not.
It is interesting. A lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
I've heard people say that it's pretty solid.
It's pretty solid so far. I just finished the first episode a little while ago before you got here. And Wesley is in it. Wesley Snipes. Why are you squinting so hard? Where are your glasses at?
In my eyes.
You watch it, you got your contacts on, you still squint?
That's not a squint for a purpose.
As a squint for
understanding.
Understanding squint. Okay. What are you reading? Enlighten the audience.
Apparently he was never asked to be in the Matrix.
Who was never
the
asked?
Fourth one. He was Lawrence Fishburne. It's never asked. So whoever Lana is, she needs to do some explaining.
Lana Wachowski?
Yeah.
That's super disrespectful.
Yep. I have not been asked to join them, which is fine. Because he got the whole John Wick joint anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
These two together, they make a slapper.
They do be making slappers, I'm not going to lie. But,
I wonder if they're like super good friends.
I don't know. They probably kicked each other in the legs a couple times, so maybe.
Look at Ike Turner. Young Ike Turner. Lawrence Fishburne played Ike Turner.
Yeah, okay. I was like, wait, what? That is Samuel Jackson, motherfucker.
See what I did? That's Ike Turner.
Yeah, I got it. That goatee. Speaking of goatees, I was thinking about trimming down the stash a bit. My mustache gets, like, really unruly.
You should do that. You should probably go to the barber and have him do it.
I mean, not like, I don't know. Because I don't want it to be, like pencil thin. I don't want the Lawrence Fishburne. I don't want that. I just want it to be like, you know, maintenanced. But right now, I feel like it's like wild.
Yeah, you should probably go to a barber for that.
Okay.
Mine do good when I want my shit trimmed up. He do it well. He know how to take just the right amount off, so that way it doesn't look like you got a mound of hair. Mm. Looks flush. Mm. I don't know if you got them skills, dog.
I haven't been to a barber in 45 years.
So, like I said, I don't know if you got... You can give it a shot. I mean, worst comes to worst, just cut it all off.
I mean, hey. I was thinking about going just stash, because mustaches are popping right now.
That's fucking ugly, dog. Don't do that shit.
Come on, man. No. I got a strong mustache.
That shit's ugly. One of the sergeants at my job, he says... He loves my beard. He's like, that is such a good beard. Like, you should just be a runway model. That's how good he thinks. See, beards are in. He got a goatee. You don't think it should pop him?
I mean, yeah, because it's not goatees that are popping. Exactly. It's mustaches.
Mustaches are not popping.
And beards are popping.
Mustaches are not popping. Whoever told you that, whatever you're seeing is a trend that should just stop, because it's not going to happen. It's just like Island Boys. People thought they was going to be hot, and they got booed off the fucking stage.
But, yeah, that's very true. But they making that money, though.
Guess because people want to fucking endorse this.
That's so weird.
Trash-ass shit.
People are, like, giving their money to things that they know aren't good. Like, why would people go to see that? Like, Island Bars are headlining. Oh, we got to see that. No, you don't. And then motherfuckers, like, go on a run of popularity, and they're like, oh, why is fucking Island Boy still in the news or still relevant? Because people are still giving them money.
Unfortunately.
It's so odd to me that people do that, like, ironically. Like, oh, we're going to support this thing that we really don't care about just to see what happens. That's so weird to me. I don't know.
I would never. Not my hard-earned dollars.
Right. It's just like... Because I feel like people don't understand how far the dollar goes. Like, the way that, you know, society is set up in a way of, like, especially entertainment, where you put your money, this shit's gonna, you know, it's gonna keep happening. Like, the fucking Matrix made a billy, so there's gonna be more Matrix stuff.
I'm always here for the Matrix stuff.
How do you feel about the new Ghostbusters?
I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, why?
One, the trailers look really, really good. The trailers look really good. And I definitely think they're going to have somebody from the OG Ghostbusters in there, which is going to send it over top.
I think.
And Paul Rudd is the sexiest man this year. Yo, so
Paul Rudd
has to be really good.
Shout out to Paul Rudd. He's 50 now?
He gets younger by the years.
It's those eyes, man. It's dreamy eyes.
Younger by the years.
Well, did you see the last one with the ladies?
Yes.
How did you think? What did you think about that?
I didn't think it was too bad. People give it flack because of what's her name from Saturday Night Live?
I can't think of her name, but I know who you're talking about. She does comedies. And she did, was she in Bridesmaids? Not Bridesmaids. Yeah, Bridesmaids. She was in, no, she wasn't. Right? Oh, you looked up Saturday Night Live. It's going to take way longer. Why don't you just look up the Ghostbusters joint?
That's crazy, because.
She right there? Kate McKinnon?
No.
That is her right there.
Where?
Right there.
No.
Who are you talking about?
The black girl.
Oh, Leslie.
Yes.
But they're both in Saturday Night Live, though.
Well, I'm referring to Leslie.
Okay.
Because they don't think she's, like, funny.
Who is they?
White people.
Okay. Well, we can't necessarily trust everything that the whites have to say.
Leslie Jones, there we go.
Leslie Jones, yeah.
I thought she made the movie because she's hilarious.
I think she's hilarious too.
She's 54.
Shout out to Leslie. But you gotta understand, I feel like some people's comedy can be a bit poignant, very like targeted towards a certain audience. Like if you have, you know, your shit and you know your shit's gonna rock with a certain people, you just like get into that groove. And I feel like that could be the case with Leslie.
Or people just don't like women in roles.
Yeah. Oh my God. They were I saw this fucking TikTok. They was talking about how people didn't think Meg Thee Stallion was ladylike. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then the person was like, they probably don't think she's ladylike because she's dark skinned and she's tall. I was like, damn, that's crazy. But to that, the person that was making the video was like, I've literally never seen her in pants. So what are you talking about? It's so odd to me. And they made a point of what something that Zendaya said about how, I don't want to misquote her because I'm gonna, but about how her femininity shows even though she was like on a runway in a suit.
Girls can be feminine in
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's odd that, like.
See, that's that antiquated American mindset of a woman. Mm. You guys just wanted to be a, you know, arm piece. Times have changed, fucktards. Times have changed.
Yes, times are indeed changing. But I do think it's interesting that you can't associate, well, you can, but people choose not to associate femininity with height and hue. I think that's really odd. So only small, fair-skinned. Because Zendaya is what, like 5'10"? No, she's 5'9"? No, she's 5'10", right? She's also tall. Because I think it was an article that I didn't read, but they were talking about Zendaya and, what is the Spider-Man boy's name?
Tom Holland,
like, joking about doing stunts together with their height difference. Because I think he's like...
She's around 5'10".
Yeah, with their height, because I think he's...
Tom Holland's 5'8".
Boom. I mean, if he can pull him, I'm 5'8", I mean... God, does that mean I got
height? Don't mean nothing.
Height don't mean nothing.
I've dated a taller girl before.
How did it make you feel?
Just fine.
Powerful.
It did, actually.
Look at her up there, yep. Looking down at me. Mm-hmm. I do think that's kind of cool, having a tall lady. But I think that might just be a confidence thing. A lot of people don't have that confidence. Like, I feel like when people see Meg Thee Stallion, they're like, "Oh, that's intimidating." Cause that's a lot of women.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas. But she's not just like vivacious. She's very tall.
Okay, and?
I'm just saying that can make some people feel uncomfortable.
Well, then they got little dick syndrome.
That is probably very true.
I can't help that. I can't help you find self-confidence. You better go find a self-help guru. Because I'm just telling you, you're a pussy. Keep it moving. Keep pushing.
I mean, that could be the help that some people need.
Maybe. Pussies.
So, all right. So, the producer is not a producer. Every Day sent me this video, and I wanted to bring it to you. And she might have sent it to you. I don't know. But it was these guys on the podcast, not unlike the one we on now.
Oh, wait. It's a bunch of niggas?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Black men?
They might have been niggas. I don't know.
I don't want
to. Oh, that's loud. Oh,
they don't sponsor us.
They don't sponsor us. I don't know who they are, and that's TikTok. Probably for the best. I mean, that'd be real nice. TikTok sponsor us. That'd be real nice. Shout out to TikTok. I don't know.
I'm going to play it for y'all.
Okay.
You're on a date with someone, and this is the first date. Mm-hmm. Are you guys having a great conversation? And she says, she asks you about marriage. What are your marriage plans? Are you interested in marriage? Do you want to get married? You know, all those questions about marriage. All right? It's appropriate.
That's not a question you need to ask on the first date. It's like asking a woman how much does she weigh. Ooh. You just don't do it. Ooh. You just don't do it.
So you don't even want her to fish.
No.
Don't fish for that.
No. Let's talk about my favorite food. Or like something that I like to do in my spare time. A hobby, maybe. We haven't even started yet.
So basically the first day is for small talk.
Small talk. Let's shoot the shit.
Let's see if I even like the way you
shoot the shit.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. How you feel about it?
If I got that question... Even if I felt the type of way, I would appreciate it. I would appreciate her letting me know exactly what she's looking for.
That comes courtesy of the Nice and Neat. Or Nice and Neat, the podcast.
Shout out to the Nice and Neat boys.
So that name, but all right.
When I first saw that, I was kind of turned off by the comparison to asking the girl their weight. I felt like that was a little bit out there. But... it makes some sense. It makes a lot of sense.
She asked me that question before she sent me that video, and I said it's not an appropriate question.
Hmm. So what do you think that makes it inappropriate?
It's not a first date question.
Because?
I don't know you. How am I going to ask you about marriage if I don't even know who you are?
Well, isn't that the steps to getting to know some people? Like getting to know them, getting their thoughts and feelings
about? But it's not a first date question.
So, okay. So, we're getting to know each other. You know, I
don't think it's a first date. I think it's a third date question.
Okay. I agree with you, but we're gonna do a little back and forth with this.
Sure.
Okay. So, I want to get to know you. I feel like there shouldn't be a limit to what I get to know and how I get to know it.
If this is a first, sure. But if it's a first date, we don't know each other, and you're coming with that, I'm gonna think you're crazy.
Well, I'm not a fan of small talk. I feel like small talk is a waste of time. Don't ask me about the weather because you don't give a shit about the weather.
There's different levels of small talk. There's awkward small talk. This is just a moment of time. I'm just looking at you. You looking at me. I'm gonna say something, and then there's small talk that leads into deeper conversations.
Okay, so all right, what if
she could have probably brought up something like, you know, oh yeah, my sister, her kid, you know, he plays football. What could lead to, oh yeah, I played football when I was that age. Yeah, you know, sometimes I like to go out and help coach the kids. Oh, you like kids. See where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I see the natural progression.
Yeah.
So getting
not just out the gate. What you talking about marriage?
So the question,
you wanna shoot some kids up inside of me?
So getting the information is fine. It's the process in which you get it.
Correct.
So getting to the marriage thing is okay.
Yes.
See, now that is, I disagree with
but
that.
But I don't think it should be a first date question.
Like just that blatant and like
correct.
On the board. Okay.
Yeah.
That I agree with. I also agree with, I don't know if I agree with the idea of having it be a natural progression because I mean like, well, if you're, I guess it depends on why you're dating.
Correct. If you're just dating to fuck.
Then it doesn't really matter. It
doesn't really matter. But if you're dating to find somebody, you should work your way into that question.
I mean, no, if you're dating to find someone, that could be something that lets you know that this isn't the person that you're looking to find.
Yeah, on a third date.
Why would you waste time?
Everything could be going up so well. Third date, y'all getting that conversation? Not gonna happen, dog.
I disagree. I feel like wasting your time getting to a third date, you can save a lot of time and money and people's patience if you just know certain shit up front. Not up front. But at least by like...
I don't think it's a appropriate question to ask on a first date.
Yes, I agree.
So then you still have to have that conversation.
Eventually.
So you're still getting out of the first date.
Yes,
but... there's still that time then.
Yes, but the third date I feel like is a long time.
You might do bowling on the second date. You're not really there to ask questions. You're just there to have fun.
Okay.
Third date might be something, you know, wine and dine. Or we chill in the crib. Or we go do some painting. And then we walking home and we have these little girl just coming from her ballet thing. And then we start talking about kids. Just saying.
Okay, so what I'm getting from you is, outside of the first date, all these questions are okay as long as they come up organically, I guess. But that could be nefarious. What if someone's like thinking like, okay, I'm going to ask this motherfucker about kids and marriage and shit by the second date. But just, you know, do it more organically.
I mean, if they
weasel their way in.
Yeah, go ahead. Just don't do it on the first date. That's okay. All I'm saying is don't do it on the
what
first date.
What else is off limits on the first date? What are some first date no-nos? I might be getting back into the dating pool. We'll see.
Hmm.
I might need to write some of this down. No, I have it. It's recorded. It's on wax, so it's going to be fine. Yeah. I can just come back to this episode.
I mean, we can Google that.
We're going to Google some first date no-nos?
Yeah.
Okay, why are you Googling some first date no-nos? So, that's a red flag for you, bringing that up. The marriage thing.
I think especially that raw. I think, yeah. If you come at it too raw, too quick, I'm just like, damn, I don't even know you, chick.
So, what other first date red flags you have?
But like the other homeboy said, like, it's good to know where that person's at, but I'm going to feel uncomfortable because we don't know each other that well.
Yeah, you are strangers, but there is a draw to one another. There is some type of connection.
Possibly.
You're on the date.
Could be a blind date.
Could be my homeboy and...
His home girl decided that they got a homeboy and a home girl that might be good together.
I feel like that was the sound you was about to make.
I thought my shoulders was going to make it for me.
Yeah, that's why I completed it for you. Appreciate okay, so you. What are some first date red flags?
Being late.
Mm. Would you leave?
15 minutes, I'm gone.
What was the one for?
For in high school, college?
Yeah.
15 for a reggae and 20 for a professor.
A reggae. What if they a doctor? Half an hour?
That's a little long. Well, the last time I went to the doctor's office.
No, like a doctor. Like they have a doctorate. Like a professor with a doctorate.
Doctorate?
Yeah.
Well, then they're a doctor. Yeah.
So half an hour?
No, half an hour, no.
Oh, okay. So
20 minutes is my max.
So, wait.
I'm dipping out.
So, 20 minutes was for the professor.
For a reggae.
It's 15.
Yeah.
For a professor, it's 20.
Yeah, because normally a professor has a doctorate.
Oh, damn. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Normally, I believe so. 95% sure. Could be wrong. If I'm wrong, somebody's going to correct me.
We'll see.
I'll be wrong.
I don't know, man. Your hot takes be hitting. They like them, so we'll see.
20 questions. This is from Best Life.
You trust Best
Online? I don't fucking know. We here now.
We'll see.
It says 20 questions you should never ask on a first date.
Oh, man.
They all but guarantee there won't be a second one.
Oh, okay. I'm interested in this. So, wait, before we get into this, because I feel like this might be on here. How do you feel about Zodiac people?
How into the Zodiac are they?
They ask you what your sign is on the first date.
Okay.
And they have some type of... Mercury
in retrograde.
They don't whip out your star chart just yet, but they ask you about your sign and they want to know more details about like when and where you were born. And they don't tell you what they think.
Then no.
It's a red flag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're going to ask me all that and then not say something, then I feel like you're rude for not giving me your analysis.
Fair. Okay, let's see what they got here.
I think you're a piece of shit if you do that. Hate me if you want to. All right, so two kinds of first dates. The ones that flow magically, where the time passes so effortlessly that the restaurant has to remind you they're closing, and the ones that are, less smooth. Let's go. First one, you seem great, so why are you so single?
That's a red flag?
Apparently, this is, according to this, it's a red flag.
Do you agree?
I see why.
Okay, let's get the analysis first.
Oh, okay. So it says, for starters, it presupposes that there's something wrong with being single. Interesting. Beyond that, it's quite possible that a person hasn't met their soulmate yet, and that's why they're not in a relationship. If you're on a date and realize that you're sitting across from someone who seems amazing and is still single, don't ask them why. Simply be happy about it. Sure.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
This is Best Life.
What do you think? Do you agree? Do you think that's a red flag? Asking someone why they're still single.
I think there's a way to word that better.
So you don't like the word.
I don't think the word is fine. Yeah, the question is fine. I think the wording is weak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It should be like, you seem great. I'm so glad that no one's taking you that I can be on this date with you.
Okay. We can't give up all the secrets, Mac Daddy Love. Okay. We can't give up all the secrets now. Same. I'm about to cut that out.
Giovanni might make an appearance.
I told my coworkers that
I said, "Yo, that's my fake name." They was like Giovanni. I was like, "Yeah." They like, "Oh, they probably asking if you Italian." I'm like, "On my mama's side."
You know what's crazy? How many times I've gone out and thinking like, "All right, my name, my persona tonight is gonna be this or that," and that shit.
It's so fun.
Never come up. Never come up. Okay, what's the next one?
You're not. Oh, what dating apps are you on?
Okay. What's so bad about that?
I guess
I haven't been on a date in a while, so I'm guessing I don't know shit. But this is good information to have, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if I trust Best Life yet, because so far they don't have me locked in.
Yeah, I mean, this basically says it becomes a bashing session of all the various apps and sites, and it doesn't really add anything to your first date.
That's something that you have in common. If you met on this site, you can talk about like experiences. You know what? Whatever.
Yeah. You're not crazy, are you?
I mean, are you?
I mean,
you were 15 minutes late. You kind of
just figured that out in the first date. You don't really.
You figured out the first date?
Yeah. I mean, no. They might give you some twitches or something. Then you might have, oh, you got PTSD or something. And they're like, nah. Yeah. Red flag.
Oh, my gosh. Check. I'm going to have to get the fuck up out of here.
Yep. Where do you see this relationship going?
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree.
Yeah, I think this is number four is should be number one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's
because this ain't even relationship. Exactly. We just strangers. Yeah,
exactly. How much did that cost? Whether it's their apartment watch or clearly Lux handbag, it's none of your business. It's plain tacky. And also shows that you appear shallow and only concerned with money.
I don't know if I agree with that. Because just yesterday,
there's a way to hype that up.
Just yesterday, I was having a conversation with Dreamville, and she had on this sweater, and I was like, "Oh, that sweater is pretty cool. What color is that?" And if that would have been like a more masculine sweater, I feel like I would have wanted to get that sweater. I would have asked more questions about that sweater.
But yeah, you would have been like, "How much did that cost? I think I'm going to cop on."
Yeah.
See how you follow that up.
I mean, but that's the basis of it is. Asking how much something costs. I feel like any other salt and pepper you add
but
to
you
it.
But you don't. This you're not on the first date with Dreamville.
No, I'm not. Mm. But I'm just. If I see some shit and I think it's cool, I'm gonna ask about it.
I'm gonna be like, "Damn, that shit fly. Where'd you grab that, son?" Not how much did that cost?
Okay.
Just no.
Yeah. All
right. Best Life. I think you guys should hire me because y'all questions is weak as fun. y'all should do never ask, and then I'm gonna do one where how to make it sound good.
Ooh. Okay, this could be. All right, we got the segment working right now. Let's do it.
Are you seeing anyone else?
I feel like.
I don't think that's a first date kind of. I think that if your relationship, air quotes, is progressing, I'm going to say you're pre relationship. So you're building a friendship. If that progresses into something that can become a relationship, then mm-hmm. I feel like it's okay to ask at that time.
Yeah, but
because then you want to be like clear. You want to be like, all right, is this
an exclusive
before?
Thing.
Yeah, before I fully dive into you and you alone, are you seeing some? Damn, I'm gonna have to listen to that on the way home.
I'm helping you out, man. Every episode, I'm giving you recommendations.
Try to think. Trey Songz was high on my ship.
Need to be high on your ship. Okay. So this is first date stuff.
Yeah, right. This whole
all thing is first
date. First date.
Okay, yeah, you can't.
True. Yeah, you can't. My top songs. We could get into that.
Okay.
Yeah, we get that later. Okay, do you like my outfit?
I don't think that's a red flag.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. Yeah, disagree on that one. Do you want to have kids? Coming in a little hot. All right.
Okay, first let's agree or disagree, and then you can jazz
I think it's a little hot for a first date.
Okay, so we're not doing that. Is that that's a red flag for you? A yellow flag is like medium.
I would say, I wouldn't say it's like a full red, but I would say solid yellow card.
Okay.
Solid yellow card.
Because
I agree with the first statement that first dates should be getting to know someone on a lighter note.
Okay. I think so. I agree. I think we're on a yellow card spot.
At the end it says the topic should come up organically. Mm. What are your deal breakers?
Why is that a red flag?
I guess because it's a first date.
What? No. If you're like, oh, somebody eat cashews. I love cashews. This isn't going to work. I'm just saying, like,
y'all, all the nuts out there.
The nuts out there. You know, all the nutty people. You know? I feel like that's not like something you can't bring up.
It seems like asking this up front could save you some time, but it can backfire. Okay, so basically it's a know who you're using this on.
Okay, so how do we jazz that one up?
It's like a trap card. Almost.
Yeah, you gotta have your trap card set.
Or you put in the, it might be a face down monster in defense mode.
How would you jazz it up then? I'm gonna ask Giovanni.
Oh, you can say, hey, you know, girl. You know, what qualities do you like to see in guys that you know get to know? That way she's going to give you all the positive things, so then you just have to be smart enough to figure out the negatives.
Yeah, the opposites of what you're trying to avoid.
There you go.
All right, Giovanni.
I'm going to get so much flack for this.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. This ain't going nowhere.
I know. I already know. How's your relationship with your parents? Oof.
Family stuff.
Yeah, I think that might be a little heavy.
I don't think so. I feel like that's a green flag. Because you ask about siblings, yo, you got any brothers and sisters?
This is parents.
So? It's still family stuff.
But you might have a better relationship with your siblings than you do your parents. Like, I can love my brothers and sisters, but I can hate my parents.
Yeah, and you find out some shit about that. And if that's a red flag for someone, like, yo, I can't get jiggy with nobody that don't fuck with their mom, then you figure that shit out. I feel like this is a green flag.
I'm going to say this is more like a second date question.
Oh man, okay.
What are you?
That's
literally the question.
Oh shit, okay. What's the little snippet?
If you're using this language to ask a person about their race or ethnicity, maybe don't. Newsflash, we're all humans. I've been saying that for years.
I get it.
If someone wants you to know about their race or religion, they'll tell you. Okay. What do you want to do tonight?
Nigga, this. That's why we're here. We're here, but I'd actually much rather be playing.
Trust me, a date appreciates it when you... Does this go both ways?
What does
this
say? We got to finish reading now.
Trust me, a date appreciates it when you've made plans. If you ask where they want to eat, it often sounds like you haven't put no thought or preparation into it at all. Into that all-important first date, if you're not going to set a destination before meeting up, at least come armed with some options and ask what they prefer.
That would be weird. Like, oh, let's just meet up and figure it out.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird. That's not a date, is it? We're just kicking it.
At that point, you're just kicking it.
But, I mean, I guess it would be kind of interesting to, like, have that organic flow, because that could be really cool.
This works more for if you live in a city.
Yeah.
So, you can guys be, all right, we're going to meet up at Katana.
Yeah.
On West and Buggy Down. So we meet up, and then we're like, all right, cool, let's, you know, there's a lot of stuff dead away. Let's go dead away. Start walking. So, I'm like, all right, you know, what you want to do, that's in this area, we got bing bang boom bang bing,
bing
and
bong.
Then that's how you save this one. So if you live in a city, this actually might work in your favor. If you live in a fucking boonies, go
probably
fuck
not.
Yourself.
See, I've done something like this, but I was with someone, we were already dating, and it just happened. So I think it could be kind of odd.
Where
to
were
do
you
this
living?
With some, this is while I was in the city. Yeah. So I guess it could be kind of odd for someone that you just meet, because you don't know what they like yet.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes sense. Like, oh, it's a bowling alley right here. Actually, I fucking hate bowling, so that's not gonna work. What else you got? Suck MC.
Okay, so do you drink a lot? Because I do. God damn, that's a red flag.
Shit, yeah. Why they got the black woman in there like that?
I know.
I don't like that.
And her hair not even dead for real.
I don't like that. I don't like that square.
She look mad frizzy from here.
Man, that's a bad picture.
Why did your last relationship end?
I mean, is that a red flag?
Might be a sore subject.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it didn't really end. He kind of like died. Then that would be some off the wall shit. So yeah, you're right.
One of the things it says, it's it's really none of your business at this stage in the relationship to know the gory details of their breakup or how many people they've had sex with since their divorce.
Damn, that's really detailed. We ain't asked for any of that best life.
What are you looking for in a relationship?
Well, first of all, this isn't a relationship.
Yeah, so this is more of a third date on kind of question.
Okay.
Not a first date. I agree with that. How many people have woo-hoo, slept with? Don't ask that on the first date. Do you own your house?
That's random shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Why the fuck would you even want to?
So that one says, while you might think you're subtly gauging their financial situation, you're actually just being rude. A lot of people keep their cars close to the vest at the beginning, as they should. Mm. Yeah. Trying to figure out how much your date has in their bank account is never a good idea. Mm. What's your favorite sex position?
I think it's a yellow flag, if anything.
Yeah.
That could be not a
red
cheeky.
Yeah, not a red flag. Not a red flag. Definitely a yellow card. But if you're really good at gauging personality, you might get away with that.
Yeah, one. Like if you're like having a good time, maybe not at the beginning of the date. Hi, my name is so-and-so. How you like to fuck? Like that's maybe not at the beginning.
Are you a face down, ass up kind of girl?
Like what is your, you know, that's later.
Do you ride it with flat feet? Do you give the guac 3000? Like, what's going on?
Out here.
Do you always eat / drink this much? Okay. I can see how that could be a little rude.
Mm. Yeah, especially when you put it raw like that.
Yeah.
Do you always eat this much? Fatty, fat, fat.
Fucking pig. Oink, oink.
That's not funny, but it made me laugh.
Number 20 is not really a question, but it says, tell me about yourself.
Yeah, because that can be a little bit off-putting because it's so broad.
It says it typically causes an awkward pause.
Yeah, because you got about myself. What about myself? Yeah.
My follow-up will be like, well, what do you want to know?
Yeah, and I know. And then if you want to get to know people, asking questions is a good way to do it. What do you want to know? I want to know this. Why you want to know this? Blah, blah, blah. Go back and forth. What do we think about best life in there? Their list there.
I'm going to give you a solid 55.75.
55. I'm going to drop it down to a 50-50 on it.
This one says 7 awkward questions. It's from Business Insider.
So I was talking to David yesterday, and I was thinking about getting back.
He got a girlfriend?
I don't know what he's doing as far as like his romantics.
You got a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend.
You about to get back in the game?
I was thinking about getting on the dating apps, right? And so I was going to get some like pictures together. Why you got your nose like that? I shouldn't do this? ?
I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I just think you need to ask yourself, are you ready to do this?
What does that mean?
I mean, some of the stuff that you put online makes it seem like you're not focused on getting to know nobody. You focus on yourself. Hashtag stay toxic. I'm just saying. I've seen what you've been posting.
Yeah, but some things are just for jokes.
Are you doing
these
for the likes?
Some things are just I did get a lot of likes on that.
Okay.
Some things you did, actually. Some things are just for the jokes, you know?
I was going to comment on it, sensational, but.
What? Giovanni needs to speak up more often, man.
Nah, he got to stay in
the cave?
Yeah.
It's weird to me. It's weird to me how often, like, someone will see. I've said this before. Someone will see something I said or did on social media and wait to see me in person before they say something about it. Like, oh, that thing you tweeted 3 months ago. Like, what the fuck?
That was this week.
No, I'm just saying. I'm giving an example. Yeah. But you did wait to see me before you said something about it.
Because I
didn't
want to blow your spot up because I know not everybody in the chat is on Twitter. So I don't want to blow your spot up, be like, yo, Jerron out here trying to be toxic and shit on his future shit. Niggalations verse 13. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, I said I did tweet that I was going to have my villain arc soon. So I don't know. Anything's possible.
But I know if you're ready to dangle the carrot, put yourself out there.
Dangle.
We support you. Well, at least I do. Right. I can't speak for you, the rest of your family.
Well, I guess this is going to have to put some more thought into.
I just want, hot one, do you feel like you're ready? Because recently you have closed some doors.
Yes, recently.
Some doors have been closed. I don't know if there's a lock on these doors, but they are at least closed. Uh-huh. They are no longer ajar.
Okay.
So that shows to me signs of ready to take that next step. You've been in the gym, so you've been working on yourself. Mm. I saw you read a book. I was I was impressed.
You can do what?
Exactly. Niggas can read now. This is amazing.
Now I know, right? It's crazy.
So to me, it seems like you're getting towards being emotionally, that's the thing. I don't think you were emotionally available to put yourself out there. And I think you're pretty ready now, because before you weren't working out. You were trying to turn up all the time. You were like really trying to be the party guy. But now you're in the gym, you're eating clean. You're making moves to further your career goals. So like you're like in the phases of the vision quest. In the beginning, straight fuckery. I don't give a fuck. Turn up. Then it's like, damn, I gotta stop turning up because I don't like the way I'm looking. So now you get your act together, and then now you're coming to an understanding of things that you're looking for in life. And I think you're on the cusp to fly,
you know,
baby bird.
I don't know if this coming from Gianni or not, so I don't know if I can trust it.
It's coming from Donovan. Giovanni had his time.
Okay, he's gone now.
Yeah,
okay.
I was a wild boy then. Look at me now.
Look at you. He needs an accent or something, so I know when I'm talking to him. But speaking of like emotional like stability and whatnot, so I've been like, okay, so I hit up Every Day about this. I was talking about the Adele album that just dropped. Mm-hmm. And I thought she would tell you about this, but I was listening to that joint at work, almost had my eyes wet.
Interesting, because my homegirl at work said she ain't really like the album.
Is she happy?
She is happy.
That's the problem.
Oh.
So, now before I say that, because that's a loaded situation.
It is.
So
you want to talk about it? Talk about it.
That's why we're on a podcast. So when I say like, is she happy? Like when I talked to Every Day about this, she was like, and she might get at me if it is. We're going to just really upset her with this episode.
Go ahead.
But she was saying she pretended to be upset with you so she can enjoy the album.
That's some cockamamie bullshit.
It was a pretend fight. You didn't know anything about it.
Obviously.
It's fine. So she can enjoy the album. I just feel like sometimes when you're in a certain place, certain media doesn't.
Pretend fight.
Certain media doesn't hit you the way that it should. Also, I was looking at Atypical, and I was re-looking at one of the more recent seasons to get ready for the most recent season, mm-hmm. and something happened. What the fuck happened? It was just, you've seen all of Atypical, right?
No.
You haven't? Okay.
I haven't seen any season outside of the first.
Oh.
But you can go ahead and explain, because I'm probably never going to watch it.
It's fantastic show.
I mean, I might pick it. I know it's good, but I just like, got behind because of, you know.
So long and short of it, I'll see if I can surmise this. So one of the characters recently had an awakening with their sexuality. So
oh, the like, sister?
Okay. I was trying not to spoil it, but all right.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. She had a little lesbianas experience.
Okay, boom. So she has that experience, and she's trying to, like, follow that experience. But
She out here eating cat.
But the person that she's with is kind of like, not turned off, but like not ready to be open about it so much, in fact, that she like acts out or lashes out in a way. And it kind of like, when I saw it, I was like really upset, and I was like, damn, not only did I already see this, but it just, I see it again knowing it's gonna happen, and it still hit me. So I don't know if, as far as like my emotional maturity, if I'm like more in touch with my emotions or whatever, or it's just like I'm more sensitive now, or what's happening, but shit's just been hitting me kind of hard lately.
Look, sometimes you grow.
He said it.
And
is that growth?
I think it's growth. Because before I had my vision quest, I would never say shit like how I felt about stuff. And that's partly due because I don't think women understand men's feelings fully.
Damn, do we have time to do, how we could?
I think
this podcast be as long as we wanted to be.
When a man says, "I don't like that," or X, Y, and Z, a woman will be. I'm gonna give a solid 8 times out of 10. Mm. A woman will be kind of taken aback by that because of society's portrayal of what a man should be. And then things that happen to men, you often get clowned for. So then that forces you to keep everything inside because you don't want to be seen as weak.
Okay.
So then when you do become vulnerable, they're like deer in the headlights.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Just my little hot take.
Interesting.
Pretty sure, though, you know, I'm going to light the internet ablaze with that one.
I don't know.
Cause we could talk about it, internet.
I would love to hear what the internet has to say.
We could talk about it, internet. Holler at your boy.
I don't think that's that hot of a take. I don't think that's scorching like your other ones. Sometimes you be scorching.
Sometimes I do. And maybe, the women will feel like my percentage is a little high. Maybe they'll say 4 out of 10. I'm going with solid 8.
But I can see that because there is a certain... Oh, damn. There's a certain lane that I guess it's double standards. There's a certain lane that people expect men to go in.
Absolutely.
And women are trying to like bounce in and out of these perceived lanes that they have, but kind of keep guys in their lane.
Correct.
That's very interesting.
When you are vision questing or in a relationship that does foster that emotional growth, even you might have some hiccups in there, you know, there might be some instant the other 2 out of 10 times that, you know, but there'll be some hiccups. But if you on a vision quest, I got more in tune with my feelings. So I would watch. There was a commercial that
one with the gum.
No, not the one with it was a Google commercial. Oh, and it was a Google Translate commercial. The kid was born deaf.
Oh, shit.
And they used the Google video with the grandparents so the grandparents can sign with the baby. Dog. Oh,
damn.
That shit choked me all the way the fuck up.
Sometimes.
And I was sitting in my bed like, damn, I'm about to cry over a fucking commercial.
I think I want to buy that.
So damn good.
So it's like sometimes I think I know what my triggers, I guess, are, but then something will come out of like super left field. Like in the Adele album, she recently got a divorce.
Yep.
So she talks about that shit.
From the other side.
But she has this song, My Little Love. It's basically she's talking to her son. And these are little snippets about how she's like literally having a conversation with her son about like, hey, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm having these really big feelings and just like describing these like really adult things to this tiny person. I'm just like sitting there like, yup, talk about that shit, you know, have it. And I'm like, I wouldn't expect this to hit me like that. And then later it's a song called, let me pull it up because I done downloaded it and listened to it. It's a motherfucking, hold on. Oh, see, it's in my recents. No, it's not. It was, then now it's gone. It's gone. Oh, there it go. Okay.
Motherfucker Jones.
To be loved. It's closer to the end of the album, and it's like what you want love, but what you give up to get it, and it's like you know you're fucking something up, but you do it anyway, and I'm like, God damn, that shit. It's shit be bussing, bro. Shit be bussing. I feel like to me. Sometimes them sad songs be slapping harder than the turn up songs. But I feel like motherfuckers ain't ready to have those conversations.
No, the sad songs be slapping.
Sad songs be slapping.
Trey Songz albums be hitting, dog. I don't know what to tell you.
Niggas just don't be wanting to feel.
Sometimes I throw on a sad Trey Songz album. My throat be sore by the time I get home. Boy.
I think that needs some more context.
Be singing hard as fuck in the car.
There you go. Okay. Because I got a whole sad playlist on my joint. That song began. I got a sad playlist, but I do not have a workout playlist. And I feel like I work out more than I'm sad. I should have.
Yeah, you should probably. I don't know. I leap certain kind of songs when I'm working out. Like, if it ain't, I can't do really sad songs when I'm working
out. Oh, no, definitely not.
But I can do some, like, hype R&B. Mm-hmm. And some really, like, if the beat not going, I can't do it.
I remember when I was when I was living in the city, I was working out at Planet Fitness. I was listening to podcasts in the gym. I don't know if I can do that anymore.
I used to do that for my cardio. I listen to
When I'm like stretching or doing cardio, like when I'm doing cardio or like I'm on a fucking treadmill, I like look at YouTube videos, shit like that, because I don't want to think about what the fuck I'm doing. But sometimes you got to think about the shit you're doing, like the people that need advice from us. Are we ready to move on to get help, see if we can help some people out?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Ooh, okay. This is coming from Great Remelody? R-E-M?
That shit sound weak.
Is it wrong to not want to convert to Christianity? Hard pause. Question mark. Still sound weak?
Let's do it.
Let's see. This person is a 19-year-old male. They start that with that. My friends, family, whom I live with, constantly try to convert me to Christianity. They keep telling me how wonderful and amazing it is, and I should believe in God and do all these other things, etc., etc. I never argue, otherwise I respect every religion to the corresponding believer. But I've made up my mind as a deist, D-I-S-T, deist?
Maybe deist.
And I just feel uncomfortable going to any churches or ceremonies that just don't pique my interest. I already know what I want to know, and I respect the boundaries, but I feel they do not. I'm constantly pressed. Today, my friend's dad just wanted everyone to go to church for his birthday, and I couldn't say no, like, at all. I was so pressed and basically forced, and I sat down and listened for 2 hours, feeling so uncomfortable that I just had to rush outside to get some fresh air. And now my friend, who I've been friends with since sixth grade, and you're, what, 19 now, I think they said they were? Let me go back. 19, I've been friends since sixth grade, is extremely mad at me and is basically saying either I need to pay gas money or go to church every Sunday. And now he is even more mad that I would pick gas money over church. Too long, didn't read. Is it wrong to not want to convert to Christianity because I believe something else is, blah, 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 and respect people? Okay, yeah. So what do we think here? How can we help this person?
You're not wrong.
About which part?
Not wanting to convert to Christianity. You believe in what you believe. Mm-hmm. You've done your part. You've experienced a different religion. You've took the time to, you know, be taught about it, and you still believe what you believe. It's funny that your friend is acting like this, and he's supposed to be a Christian.
Friends, loose air quotes with that.
Because, you know, you're supposed to love thy neighbor as thyself. And doesn't it seem like your friend is showing you much love?
I think that it's interesting about religion, as I'm always so fascinated with religion and cults go hand in hand for a reason.
They do.
And as far as my.
No, they go hand in hand regardless.
I don't want to put this on anyone else. I'm going to take the brunt of this. Okay, so I think it's really interesting that the people that choose to follow their religion blindly without asking too many questions are taken aback by people who choose not to do that. When usually the times that I've come across people asking questions like this, they've done more research than the people who are involved in the said thing. So this person who wants them to be a Christian maybe didn't even read the Bible. But probably this person not. That's like thinking about it probably read that shit front to back. You know, maybe read the Quran a couple times, maybe read some other shit, you know, studied up and down, and like still kind of not for me. But this person is just kind of like rushing this thing onto them. And I feel like that's not cool. I feel like as far as religion, the long and short of it, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Basically.
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Boom. You can shorten that whole best-selling book. You can shorten it up to that sentence right there. There
you go. That's all you need to know.
And I just feel like if someone isn't having too much of an issue with not being a dick, then what's the issue?
Shouldn't be one. That's why I feel like your friend is not really a friend. And I think you should just cut your losses. You pay that gas money, get the fuck up out of there, dog. you don't need to be messing with them no more.
Yeah, because that's like a life-altering thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll see, like, you on TikTok long enough, there'll be people that come up like, yeah, I was a Christian for 55 years, and this is what I think about it, and I'm not doing that anymore because of this. Or I was a Jewish for this many years, I'm not doing it because of this. And like, well, shit. Like, these people have all this experience and did all this stuff, and look at them now. I'm not saying that.
Look at me now.
I'm not saying that religion is a negative thing by any means, but I do believe that it can be used to force people to do things. Like, this person is literally trying to force them to do something, and that's no bueno.
The Crusades.
Yeah. Okay. This other one I saw is from I'm Mostly Human. _JK.
Fucking demon.
Might be, I don't know. I think my brother is stalking me. It's what the title says. I think my 15-year-old brother is stalking me, a 20-year-old female. I think my 15-year-old... Wait, what? I think my... Because there's an F here. For female. I'm going to assume that they switched these up because they have the F next to the age for female, but it's... Doesn't matter. I think my 15-year-old brother is stalking me, a 20-year-old female. We've cut contact completely a few months ago. He was abusive along with the rest of my family. I changed my number thrice because of him. I caught him near my cram school, guitar class, and dance class. His clothes are showing up in my room. All of a sudden, I'm really scared. Should I call the cops? I live with my guardian instead of my parents. My guardian won't be home for another 7 hours, and their phone is switched off. That seems okay. I don't know what to do. There's an edit here. They called the cops. Could someone text me for 10 minutes until they show up? I'm really scared. Holy shit, they didn't even spell scared right. Edit 2, the cops got here. I'm at my neighbor's place safely. Holy shit, when did they post this? 4 hours ago. Holy balls.
Oh, wow, this is live.
Whoa, I feel like you are in danger. Do not hesitate to call the cops. Wow. Okay. Wow. Oof.
So sounds like we're here.
We are here now. So they've already called the cops. I guess that's the best bet. That's fucking nuts. Imagine, like, there's this, like, a strange pair of underwear in your room. Whose fucking underwear are these? Or
yeah, that's fucking creepy. That's dog.
So weird. But then again, it's like your family. So you want to help them. But you said the whole family is abusive.
Yeah.
I
think this person has done everything right so far.
Yeah. So I guess distance.
I think you should pin that in case there's any more updates.
I'm going to do that, actually. You know.
I'd be intrigued to see how that.
As you're looking at firearms now, I really believe that the people that should own the firearms are the ones that, like, outside of, you know, law people or whoever, like, you know, for.
Even some law enforcement
people. Even some law. But yeah. I feel like people that. Like, the whole David and Goliath situation. I feel like David needs a firearm. I don't think Goliath needs a firearm. Like, I feel like women should be the first in line to get the blickies. They are smaller, usually, unless you're Meg Thee Stallion. And they need that, like, you know, leg up on the competition at times. Because motherfuckers like this, when they live with you, and they're just, like, in your shit for some reason.
Yeah, especially in domestic violence kind of relationships. If you go ahead, let me tell y'all, now you ain't even got to get a big caliber gun, you feel me? Like, a 22 bullet will do some damage to a motherfucker.
Bounce around in your shit.
It will bounce all the way around in your shit. It's the deadliest round for a reason. It's been killing people for eons. But if you get you a little revolver.
Wow, revolver. You just want a revolver.
Six shots, you know what I mean? Or you get yourself a little 9mm pistol. Put a bullet in a nigga kneecap, and I guarantee you, he never put hands on you again. Guarantee it.
There you go.
Because every time he got to get out of bed and his knee hurt, guess what you going to think about? That time he put hands on you, and he going to regret it. Every time it start to rain, his knee going to hurt. Guess what you going to think about? Damn, should never put hands on her. When he got that cane, walking with that cane, all right.
Shoot your problems in the knees.
Exactly. One time for the one time.
Yeah. What are you recommending this week,
man? I'm gonna recommend all three of the Matrix movies. All three of them.
Okay.
Can be found on HBO Max. All three of them.
Okay.
Did I watch any shows this week? I don't think so.
Oh, did you want to do the Spotify thing?
Oh yeah.
Okay, but let's get through the recommendations first, and then we'll
do the Spotify thing. Yeah, just the Matrix trilogies.
Okay. No TV shows?
No TV shows.
I'm gonna recommend New Girl again because it was getting slandered.
Ooh, I'm lying to you. I don't think I Hit Monkey. On Hulu.
I watched the first episode. The first episode is pretty goddamn good. I'm gonna recommend New Girl because it was getting slandered last night. That show is fantastic. I'm gonna recommend Insecure on HBO Max.
Well, I haven't seen this.
Most recent season is out and live. It's fucking fantastic. Writing is really good in that show. What else? Any movies I want to recommend? I'm also looking at True Story, the Kevin Hart show that just popped out. It's pretty solid so far. Wesley Snipes is really good in it. So I can recommend that
show.
Shout out to Blade. X-Blade, if you will. Excuse me. So I'm going to recommend those three shows, no movies this time. But you can watch The Matrix. All right. So we going to our top songs?
Yeah, I got my top songs.
Okay. Which ones are we? Damn, my top playlist is 5 hours long.
I don't have a top playlist thing. I just listen to my songs.
Okay. So what do you got?
Number one, The Only One for Me, Brian McKnight.
That's your top song?
That's my top song.
My number one song is Down Bad by Dreamville, GID, Boss, like the whole crew.
Yeah. Number two, What's Next, Drake.
Is that off of the most recent joint?
No, it's off the
Take Care? Not Take Care.
The Scary Tales, whatever that one is. Yeah.
My next one is Num Num Juice by Schoolboy Q. Should be slapping in the gym.
Number three is Already Taken by Trey Songz.
Yo, we really out here with the Trey Songz hits.
I told you.
My number three is Broken a Minute by Tory Lanez. Oh, that shit gets me there, bro. You got a
little Tory who shot Meg Thee Stallion.
Yo, I don't agree with him, what he did, but that song fucking slaps, bro.
Did he drop an album or something?
I don't know. I don't listen
to that song come out. That'd be 2021.
I don't know much about Tory, but what I do know
that nigga from Canada ain't can rap and sing.
It was from 2020 from the new Toronto 3 project.
Man, you might have to listen to that.
I don't know much about this whole thing. I just know that one song. I only have that one song downloaded. Like, I don't know anything about any of that other stuff. Anyway.
Number four, Already Best Friends. Jack Harlow featuring Chris Brown.
Yo, I feel like ours are like switched. My number four is Off D's by G.I.D. and J. Cole. That's my slaps, bro.
That's in my gym playlist.
That's what I need to make. I need to make that. Probably do that tonight. I'm not going to do that tonight.
And then my number five is What's Poppin' Remix.
I think that's on my list somewhere. No, the original is on my like number seven. But my number five is Lumberjack by Tyler, the Creator. So Tyler, the Creator was my number one artist.
Drake was my number one artist.
He was I think my number three.
Drake number one, Jack Harlow number two, J. Cole number three, St. John number four, and Trey Songz number five.
Ooh, hold on. Let me turn this down because I think this is it. Hold on. Yep, here it is. Okay. Boom. Let me go. I gotta flick through the whole thing because I had it and then I lost it. God damn it. Why is this shit so long?
Oh, when you save a TikTok, it's saved to your videos.
Yeah, you can turn that off.
I'll be saving them because they'd be giving me some ideas.
Okay, yeah. My top artist, one is Tyler, the Creator. Two is Drake. Three is J. Cole. Four is Kanye West, which really surprised me. And five is Jack Harlow. I got my minutes listened. Do you have your minutes listened?
Oh, yeah.
Mine is 65,898.
Jesus, fuck.
65,898. My top genre is dance pop.
I listen to 14,511.
Goddamn.
Minutes of music.
I'll be listening.
And my top genre is pop rap. But I spent more time listening to the No Sleep podcast. That's why I spent the most time listening to out of 2021.
I appreciate being on someone's Wrapped thing. That made me really happy. Well, two people's.
Yeah, you were on mine. Yeah. That makes me happy. I was on mine.
We were on yours.
Sure.
Let's get to these would you rather, man. Let's do it.
See, look, and he got the water on the. That's how you know it's good, because the water is on the album cover.
Something's wet.
Exactly. That's when good. You know the music good or good R&B got water.
Yeah, or nigga laying down.
Yup. Or on all white.
I agree. I need to listen to more R&B. Okay. 264. Would you rather get to design your own brand of chips or your own flavor of ice cream to be sold in stores?
My own brand of chips or...
Don't listen to that.
Ice cream. I might go with my own brand of chips.
I was thinking that too. I feel like it would be more fun because they got like fucking ketchup chips up in Canada and people love those. I feel like you can be like kind of weird with it and find a niche audience that like really fuck with your shit.
Yeah.
Because if you fuck up ice cream, they're like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah. Because chips are more forgiving.
Yeah. Because they're like, I'll have some with this. Maybe you can throw them on a sandwich or something. 265. Would you rather rock a mohawk hairstyle or wear platform shoes with every outfit for a year?
Mohawk.
That probably depends on how high the platforms are. If we go like Boosie Collins or something like that, then probably mohawk.
No, I'm going mohawk.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go mohawk.
I used to have
too.
One. I'm going with
theory.
It.
Quick one. The white mullet is the black high top fade.
That's good. I would have to agree.
Because the mullets are making a comeback right now.
I would have to agree. Business in the front, party in the back.
I'm just saying, mullets are really hot right now. And I just feel like it's an old school joint that's making a comeback. Yeah. The high tops was making a comeback for a little bit. Y'all heard it here first. I'm just saying.
I would agree.
Heard it here first.
I would agree.
Okay. Last one, 266. Would you rather have a self-cleaning house or a laundry fairy to take care of all of your clothes?
Self-cleaning house.
Ooh. That laundry fairy sounds kind of convenient, though, because some should be dry clean only. You want to go to the dry cleaner?
Whole house.
Yeah.
Laundry.
Okay, so in your whole house, you still got to do your own laundry, though.
That's fine, because I wear a uniform to work.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going whole house. That's so convenient. Because there's places that are dusty that I don't feel like fucking.
Exactly.
That fan is dusty right now.
Exactly. You got to get all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
House take care of it itself.
Shout out to Smart House.
I was just about to say that.
I need to watch that.
Niggas just threw shit on the ground. Sucked
that
the ground.
That was so. I'm like, yo, we. How? Like, how?
Niggas, would they even know? They wasn't.
What? Google when that movie came out. 2002, maybe.
That's a solid guess.
Solid guess, I feel. Maybe it's a little it's off my range of margin.
The fuck is this?
Margin is going to be like 3-4 years, I'm going to say. So it's either going to be 8 or 2000.
Someone 1999.
I was off by a year, I guess. 5 years. But yeah, fucking 99.
It seems like 99 was the year that hits.
Yeah, that fucking hits, bro. 99, they had like, yo, our floor gonna suck out dirt for us.
Right?
We, what? How many years ago was that? 21, almost 22, 23 years ago?
A long time ago.
And we still don't have floors that suck out.
Scary movie, 2000. So, on the cusp.
Scary movies. Because people thought the world was ending, so they made them hits in 99. But anyway,
I guess it cost $19 million to make that movie.
Smart House?
No, the Scary Movie.
Oh.
In the box office, it did $278 million.
Yo.
They came up with
the
that
fucking
one.
Wayans Brothers, bro. Fucking David was looking at Don't Be a Menace to South Central while you're drinking your juice in the hood, which is on Netflix, by the way, which is also something I'm going to recommend. So the scene where he like walks into his dad's house and the couch is covered in plastic. Everything is covered in plastic, and I never noticed it before. His TV is covered in plastic. His ironing board is covered in plastic. Everything is covered in plastic. And I'm like, yo, I need to look back in the details of this movie because it's like so many tiny jokes that I didn't even recognize before. But That's I'm gonna recommend that. Don't be a man to South Central while you're drinking your juice in the hood. There it is. I got it. Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, I think I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
Where can I find you?
Donovan Damage, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah.
You don't want to talk to the other one?
Man, no. Is it? It's Donovan Damage on TikTok, too.
Oh, shit. He out here. Y'all, he winning. Y'all don't even know my TikTok. That's crazy. You can follow the show at The Man Look Podcast on Instagram, The Man Look Pod on Twitter. If you have any cues you want us to... Hey, we haven't got any cues from you guys in quite some time.
Some suck-ass listeners, dog.
There you go. That's what they need. That's what they miss. They miss the degrading. I feel like that's kind of one of the kinks. I don't kink shame. If you like to be down talked to, that's fine.
Little suck-ass listeners.
Piss boys and piss girls. Anyway.
Suck-ass listeners, dog. They don't ever want to do nothing. They just want, oh, you guys need to put out content, but you need to fucking ask a question. How about that? Dirty ass slut.
That's what you need right there. They are creamy after that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for listening to this episode of the Man Look Podcast. Peace.
Easy.
So creamy.